Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how get 30, how get 20, 20, 20, how get 20, 20, how get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with Hannah Brown, host of Brown Eyed Unicorn, friend of mine on the show. Hannah, how are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me again.
I know. I'm so thrilled for you. The last time you were here, we broke down the Vanderpump Rules trailer.
Yes. It took us an hour and a half.
An hour and a half of brilliance. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I want us to try the Witches of WeHo potion number one.
Oh,
so
God.
When Stassi was on the show, she brought over this bottle of wine, and it's been sitting in my fridge. I've been wanting to try it, but I was sick. You know, I just finished my antibiotics and the devil's drug prednisone.
Yeah.
So I'm finally ready to drink it. Now let's try it, and then we'll give our official reactions.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go, everyone. I like it. It's a white wine.
It's delightful.
It's not too fruity, which I like. I don't like anything too sweet.
It's a little bit grassy. As a pretentious wine server person, it's a little like grassy, very clean. Would pair well with like a kale Caesar.
I'm really enjoying it.
I am too. But you know how I feel right now enjoying this? Did you ever watch Wild Wild Country?
I know what it is, but
okay.
Depressed to watch.
That's fair. It's pretty dark. The Rajneeshis basically took a bunch of homeless people on buses to their little like home, their little like community to try and sway the vote. And they would give the homeless people beer with like drugs in it to like brainwash them, basically. And I feel like the Witches of WeHo just brainwashed me like the Bhagwan.
Yes.
And I'm a homeless person.
I'll be honest, like it does have an aftertaste as if it's laced with some sort of prescription med.
It wouldn't there shock may be, me.
I feel like there's traces of Kristen's Adderall in this.
I was going to say, Stassi, too, has been very, very open about how much she loves Adderall and tequila.
I'm honestly not mad at it, though. It tastes good.
No, I could chug this all day. I could chug this all night. I hate to admit it, but I really like it.
It's good. Now, they sell it. I think you can buy two bottles at once. I will also say that I love that it's a twist top. I love a twist top.
Me, too. You don't always have a wine opener on you. Like, when you first move to an apartment or if you're at a hotel, sometimes you're like, I'm just going to be cheap and buy my own wine at the local Walmart.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time, y'all. I'm sure Brittany
Tale
has, too.
Tale as old as time, y'all. Brittany for sure has had a twist or top or two in her day.
Definitely. She gets it.
We're going to talk about this episode, but did you notice when Jax and Brittany were at their home, when they were like organizing the foods and stuff, they had like Snickers and vodka. I was like, what is, I thought they were having a party, but then they never had the party.
It was.
We'll talk about it. Okay. We have to go through this episode, which was phenomenal. It was a good episode, I thought.
I loved it.
You liked it. And I told you when I invited you over, I was like, we have to remain positive because you haven't been liking this season.
No, I've been kind of a brat. I've been like, boring, snooze. But this episode was chock full of nuts. I liked it.
You know, this season, I've been riding the line too. I feel like this season is different than normal seasons. Like the drama and the action's like spread out so weirdly.
Yes.
And they're taking so many liberties with the editing.
Yes.
And it's like a lot of more personal family drama, which is very good, but also not what I'm used to. So I'm like, what's going on?
Right, right. And also I feel like they're making it lighter this season. I don't think it's as dark as previous seasons. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the humor comes from like the darkness of the show. So for them to be like, we're going to make it a comedy, like it's like the cast is in on the joke. And so it's not as fun to watch all the time.
I get that. And I think, I don't know, we miss a lot of like the interaction amongst the cast. Like they're all getting along too well right now, which
is
good for them, but bad for us.
And everyone hates James. And it's like tale as old as time as well.
I know. You know, so last week on the show, I just want to catch us up. So Lala and Randall Rand broke up because he took her Gucci slides. What a show.
I know.
And then Carter and Kristen were having troubles. And then also Ariana didn't want kids, which we've known that forever. But for some reason, that continues to be a storyline.
God.
Okay, so then we open this episode. And I just want to say, now I'm paying attention to this transitional music. And so this week had some really good one. And I played it for you. And I'll play it for everyone here. Here's what I got. I got who, guns, youth, bombs, goomba, making it better. That's what I heard. Now, I don't know.
I didn't even hear any. I mean, I heard that.
Goomba.
Making it better. I just heard like, and I told, yeah, just groaning. The sound of like one Vanderpump Rules member fucking another Vanderpump Rules member is significant other.
It's the voice recording. We've been waiting to hear that Faith.
Yeah, it's Faith.
Faith and Jack's voice recording. That's what it is. Goomba, making it better. The old lady is the one. Remember the old lady in the bed? She's the one singing, making it better.
I'm crying.
Youth, guns. Maybe it's a political message.
It definitely is. I also, I mentioned this to you briefly before we started recording, but I was one of the three people that watched Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky, and my favorite transition music on that show was, it was like the first episode they had just gotten to Kentucky, and the song said, "We're not in LA, in LA anymore." And it's like, fucking duh. Like, no, you're in Kentucky. Shit. We know. That's what the show is called.
It's literally called We're in Kentucky. That show was a mess. I watched the first episode and then I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can only take so much of Sherry.
Oh my God. So much of Sherry. I mean, Mama's an American hero, but yeah. Jax. Mama. And Jax was talking the entire season. He was like, she just lost her spark, which is just a nice way of saying he thought Brittany got fat. And it was stupid.
I know. He's the things he said about her. When you really look back, it's like, these are terrible things to say about someone you're about to marry. I couldn't imagine. If Matt said even half of those things, I would be like, okay, we're done.
Right?
We're done.
Or I would starve myself. I'm just kidding. I would go to starve.
We're not in LA.
We're not in LA. In LA anymore.
Youth, guns, goombas, making it better.
Justice for the old lady.
And I love that transition of the Watch What Crappens guys call the musician Trixie Monocle.
Yeah, Trixie Monocle.
And I just love it. And I notice it's always like right after the credits into the first scene. So this one, it was like right into James's car and mm-hmm. he's calling Tom and it was like, youth, guns, making it better. And then he's like, hey, Tom. Yeah. I was like, what?
Hey, mate, we'll go golfing sometime.
And this was so Tom Sandoval told James that Lala and Ran broke up. Mm-hmm. And I really liked how James like really leaned into his evil nature in his confessional. Yes. Did you notice that? It was like he said, oh, I can't believe that the old fat producer broke up with the 26-year-old actress. And it's just like, finally, savage. Somebody said it. So savage.
Now we said it.
But now we said it. Camille Grammer.
Yeah, he was pretty smug. It was really evil, but I was here for it too.
Loved it.
Yeah.
What were you? You had notes.
I was jumping ahead.
No. So let's cut to this moment in Jackson Brittany's apartment.
Okay, cool.
So that was just a fun little James shading Lala, which I loved. Mm-hmm. But Jackson Brittany, they're in their apartment. And I mentioned this earlier. They had four different ice creams.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now I'm just recognizing this.
What?
Was this preparation for Brittany's wisdom teeth? Because they had four different ice creams, popsicles, Snickers, and vodka.
Well, they didn't tell what I thought it was like, we're going to try and make Lala happy. So let's buy a bunch of vodka and like treats for Lala, because they thought it was like a post breakup little like meetup.
Oh.
But I wrote that I think having Jax be like, all right, Brittany, you got you four different kinds of ice cream after trolling her for her weight, like seems like another troll. It's like, OK, did she ask for that? Maybe she wanted Froyo.
Yes. And the Snickers. What was the Snickers and, about?
Yeah,
does Lala just really like Snickers? Does Brittany like it after her wisdom teeth surgery?
I have totally...
The popsicles must have been for the surgery.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because the unloading of the groceries was just very confusing to mm-hmm. me. And then Katie brought over the baby bottle, which I heard that the baby bottle thing that Lala did was just for show.
What?
I don't know where I heard that. It might have been a blog, or maybe I'm making... Maybe it was a dream. Do you ever have that where you like
yes.
dream something? Maybe it was a dream. I had a dream about Busy Phillips that I was like doing her show the other day. And I like woke up and I was like, oh, I did Busy's show.
Well, you need to save it. So I hope that happens for you.
But I feel like maybe sometimes I dream these things happen. But I swear that somebody said somewhere that Lala's baby bottle thing was just like a bit for the show.
I mean, it's a good bit. Do you think Sheena's frog is also a bit for the show? That dirty frog that she drags around?
Hannah, that frog was given to her by someone who's passed away.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, I only know this because I too made fun of the frog and people corrected me.
Oh, shit.
But speaking of Sheena, can we talk about, this was maybe the first episode of the whole season where the editors didn't troll Sheena. And that's only because she didn't have a scene.
That's so true, because she like wasn't in it.
She was just sort of like there in the background. And I swear, like the very first episode this season where we didn't get an embarrassing Sheena moment. And that's because we got no Sheena moments.
So true.
So if she would have had a moment, then maybe they would have done some sort of fun editing with her. But she got nothing.
They're like, Sheena who? Shay, Marie, we don't care.
I kept expecting Sheena's mom to be at that couples counseling, you know, because the mom's been all around all the time.
Erica Van Olfen.
Yeah.
My queen.
She threw her finger in my face. Anyway, so Lala arrives and they're all drinking out of those baby bottles. And what do you think of Jackson Brittany's decor in their house?
I hate it.
See, like, I feel like it's not bad.
I think it's gotten better, though. Yeah. I think it's improved. It definitely used to be more like nautical nonsense. Like, it was very, very on the nose, Home Goods / Z Gallery. And I think now
I love a Home Goods. How dare you?
No, so do I. But like, it was like they found all the things in Home Goods that like matched, like a theme, a thematic Home Goods journey. Mm-hmm. I don't like anything that's too on the nose.
You know, their kitchen did have a lot of like word art. It was like, we're making brewed coffee or something like that. You know, like the coffee. I love a word art thing. But I don't like when it's something about coffee in the kitchen. On the nose.
It's too on the nose. I feel the way about word art the way that Jackie Schimmel does, which is that it's a fucking travesty. It's hideous.
I'm the opposite. I love a gather
sign. I think, oh my God, right around Thanksgiving, I was like really poor at the time, but I really wanted to just like get you a gather pillow for no reason.
Oh, well, I got one from Home Goods. They sent me a gather pillow.
Well, I wanted to get you one too.
I got a package of gather items from Home Goods the one day, and it was like the best day.
You've made it. Truly. I also want to say in this scene when Lala comes over, Katie does this baby voice. She's like, I've been thinking about you. Like when she tries to be a good friend, she does this sort of like, do, do, do. And so does Tom Schwartz.
You just do the baby shark. Do, 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 yeah, do, do.
That's what it's like. She's like, I've been thinking about you.
I was very attracted to Tom Schwartz this episode, which I normally never am. Like I find him like not at all attractive. But for some reason, this episode I was watching, and maybe I was just in a mood, like the prednisone made me horny or something. Mm-hmm, I was like looking at all the guys and I was like, I'm so turned on by all of you right now. And that never happens.
Totally.
Who are you most turned on by?
In the cast? Yeah. Sandoval.
Yeah.
And like IRL, I would never go for a guy like Sandoval, but like he just, like seeing him in person at the Crappies, I was just like, oh God, there's like an aura. There's like a very confident.
He's beautiful. He has like perfect eyebrows. He has a perfect like square jaw.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell why he was like modeling.
Totally. Oh, I also want to say something about Schwartz really quick. Have you ever seen Overboard?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The OG one, obviously. Remember the part where...
He's got so mad at you.
This is an Overboard pop dive.
Like, it's like literally the best movie ever.
It is. But do you remember that part where she's on the couch and she's like...
Yes.
That's every time Schwartz speaks and he's like... I think of Goldie Hawn being like...
Maybe that was what the opening music was. Making it better.
I'm not sure what you're going.
What?
The kid got this. I'm not the kid it. In Overboard who talks like Pee Wee and is like, I like when she goes, blah, 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 blah.
I always think of that scene when Katie said that Schwartz's dick doesn't work whenever I think 99.9% of the reason why I'm not attracted to him.
I think that's what Katie wants America to think so people don't hit on him. I actually had on...
Wait, do you find him attractive if you didn't watch the show?
Spoke like a not a drunk person and didn't just say a buh-buh-buh? Yes, I think he has like cute pouty lips and his like messy, like I didn't try model off duty hair is like cute.
Yeah.
I also have on good authority, I know someone who has waited on the Schwartzes / Maloney's and apparently Katie is a monster to her.
Wait, did Katie ever change her name?
Katie Maloney Schwartz. Yeah, I think it's hyphenated. Oh. Sometimes she spells.
You know, I met Katie though, and I really did like. I thought she was. I met her once, but she was like so sweet. Right? Yeah, she was like very sweet to me.
Well, you're also not a hot girl waiting on her husband, though.
That's
no
true. I know. But wait, so this Brittany and Jax's apartment. Back to it. We need to talk about the fart room.
A fart closet.
That fart closet was a lot for me to handle.
It was so gross.
It was Jax's cave. It said Jax's cave in like neon lettering and it just had a drum set. Brittany's like, that's his fart cave.
And he was playing drums and he was so proud of himself. And there's a part where he just like makes eye contact with the camera like, look, I did it. And it's just so sad.
It was very tough for me to see that. The whole fart closet.
And like how it just like smells probably all the time.
Ugh, I could only imagine what it smells like. I'm sure it smells terrible.
I know, right?
So Lala is over and the girls are talking and Lala starts talking about the row, which I'm surprised that they're recognizing as an achievement because normally they try to hide that they do other things outside of this show, but they're like recognizing that Lala starred in a sorority slasher film, which I never saw. Did you see it?
Ryan Bailey and I actually recapped it on my show.
How was it?
What you would expect.
Okay.
I just loved hearing her be like, and I really did a lot of work to step into my character. I'm like, you're not fucking Helen Mirren. Like, you're not Meryl Streep.
You're not Meryl and Ricky in the Flash.
like, at the end of the day, like, she was like, she was the, you know, sassy, you know, smart one.
Was she a lead?
Yes.
She was a lead.
Yes. And there's like a plot twist at the end that Ryan Bailey's like, you didn't see that coming? And I was like, I didn't.
Wait, so do you think that she's like got talent acting wise?
Honestly, I think she's better than I ever expected. I also saw that Christian movie she did about baseball called like.
Oh, I saw that one too. Yeah.
And like that movie was a burning pile of trash. But like given what she had to work with, I thought she actually did a really good job.
She's got star talent.
That dude,
I can't
that
wait to see that one where she's, you know, it's she's Lala dressed in the 30s or whatever. I don't know what era that is.
I don't know why, but I think those pictures are so funny.
They're so fucking funny because she has eyebrows that would never be in that time period. It, like
her
that's
face
the main,
doesn't match.
No, like the face, like the hair, they try to do everything they can to make her look at what look like whatever era that's in, which I still do not understand which era. But you know, she's got just like the Lala eyebrows. She just like looks like Lala in a different time.
In a costume. It's like the part in It's a Wonderful Life where they try to make Mary look homely when she's the librarian, like in another life. And it's like, she's still Donna Reed. Like, she's still hot. Like, you can't just, like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Or she's all, remember she's all that when it was like Rachel Lee Cook is a nerd and it's like she lets her hair down.
Yeah, glasses and a ponytail. Ugh. Like,
what a great film.
So good.
I love that movie. I also love that, and this is not what this is about, but. And she's all that when they do the dance at the end.
Oh my God.
I'm drunk from this, which is a weird emotion.
Yes. And it's because it's also laced with drugs.
I know. I'm feeling my energy get up.
I also love the scene where the guy goes, supersize my balls. Mm. He orders the falafel, that little old man.
Okay. Classic film. Sorry. This is a She's All That pop dive.
We always do this.
Okay. Where are we at in this fucking episode?
The row.
Oh, she said that she told the girls that she's going to give Lala, or she's going to give Rand a blowjob after the premiere. Okay.
And they're not broken up.
No, they're not broken up anymore. That was the big reveal. They broke up for like a minute. Okay. Everyone always, like, especially last season, the season before, it was like this whole movement of Lala being a feminist, which this episode was really where I turned a corner on this whole movement, because I respect that she's upfront about her sexuality and mm-hmm. she's like honest about it and all that. But there's like a lot of things that I don't really think is good for young women or men to hear.
No. I mean, like, I guess I love how like outright she was just like, yeah, I got my fucking Gucci slides back. But also like, yeah, for someone who preaches feminism so much, the fact that you let some asshole be like, remember that I pay for all your mm-hmm. shit. Like, fuck him.
And then take him back.
And then give him a blowjob. No.
I know.
You don't deserve a blowjob. I did a good job in that movie. You should eat my pussy.
But now we said it.
Now we said it.
I totally agree. I totally agree that he should eat her pussy. And also, I think that it's just a weird mixed signal of like, well, oh, he got me the job, so now I gotta, you know, thank him by giving him a blowjob. And we'll get to the story. She told the story about how they met, and that was troublesome. Anyway, we cut to Vanderpump Dogs, which I have a big problem with Vanderpump Dogs right now. Are you watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Okay, so on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like I did fall in the camp of like I thought it was weird that the Vanderpump Dogs guys brought out Dorit's dog, even though it was totally wrong of Dorit to give up that dog. She should have never gotten that fucking dog in the first place.
Right.
Justice for Lucy Apple Juice. Uh-huh. But I thought like it was weird to me that like those guys, it felt like they were getting their 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
But I sort of looked past it a little bit until I watched Vanderpump Rules and I saw the Vanderpump Dogs people again. John Sessa was in the scene again,
that
and I thought,
mean queen.
I thought he is a sneaky little bitch.
I don't like him.
I don't like him at all.
Get a good bag.
And now I'm feeling like they're really pushing for this Vanderpump Dogs spinoff, which has been in the press. It was in the blogs this past week that they're trying to go ahead with this Vanderpump Dogs spinoff. And this is now I'm like, now I'm just not into it. Now you've done too much to me, and now I'm feeling like I'm being bamboozled.
Yes. Also,
and
if we're not
going to
get a Tom Tom spinoff, why the fuck are you giving me a Vanderpump Dogs spinoff?
I'd rather have any other spinoff.
I would rather have another season of Hollywood Cycle on E.
Of what?
About the spin instructors at Cycle House on Melrose and La Cienega.
Don't know that show, but I'm downloading it on iTunes as soon as you leave.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I worked at Cycle House like literally because I saw it on E and I moved here and was like, I'm going to work there. It was great.
The E reality shows are really rough to watch.
Jerry Cavallari is amazing, though.
Yeah.
Wait, also, I just want to say it tracks that Sheena is the only cast member that has only cats and no dogs.
Mm, wow.
You know?
Wow, explain.
Well, you know, I know Ariana, I think, has a cat and her dog, Charlotte, who's very, very cute. But I just feel like Sheena's sort of always the black sheep on the outside of things. And the fact that she's the only cast member that has only cats. And I should say, I'm a cat mom. Like, I don't have dogs either. But it's just, like, another way for her to be alienated from the cast. Where they're like, let's take all of our dogs to Vanderpump Dogs and get them groomed.
Wow.
Also, I think Refund is a fucking star.
Do you think that Sheena's walked her cat into... She's walked her cat into Vanderpump Dogs before, right?
Yeah,
I truly believe it.
She's like, hi, we were just in
the on a leash. Like, I feel like she's someone who has the cat on the leash.
And the cat's like looking at her like, mom, what the... Her cat, Salem, I should say, is like, mom, what That's the name. Fuck? Yeah.
You know what I like about Sheena? She loves a pop culture reference, whether it be her tattoo or her cat.
She's basically like you and me.
She's just like us. Stars.
She loves
Stars
Overboard.
Stars are just like us.
Yeah.
I feel like really, I've turned a corner on Sheena and I love her now because I feel bad for her on the show because of the way they troll her.
Totally.
But also still.
I mean, I just wish they would troll Jax and Brittany more.
I know. I'm on the brim of freaking out. I can't help but do that. Okay.
Also, I just want to say that Bo looked really hot in this Vanderpump dog scene.
Bo is like troublesome in that I love him so much and I don't think that I should. I don't know that I want to, but I can't help it. Like the way that they edit him, they make him look great.
I know. I think they were, I appreciate that they're doing that because after watching the burning pile of trash that is Patrick Meagher, it's like, just give us a season where like Stassi's not getting emotionally abused. I mean, she went through it with all those men for a very long time.
I know. I'm happy that she's gotten happiness.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that we'll turn her corner with Bo too because we do it with all these people. So next season, I'm anticipating like the fall of Bo.
Yeah.
Or maybe two seasons from now. When do you think Bo will start being edited to be a monster? They always are.
I would say maybe two seasons. I mean, we haven't even gotten a Carter yet.
Oh, I fucking hate Carter.
I hate him too.
We're at this Vanderpump Dogs. I just want to also mention that Schwartz mentioned that his dog rolled around with a dead bird, which I don't know.
I think Schwartz probably joined the dog and did that too.
Oh, this is when I wrote in my notes that I was attracted to Schwartz. And I wrote, he might be good in bed and I don't know why. And I don't think that's true. I think I was just having a moment. It was the prednisone, I think. Also, Lisa talked about meeting Ken's mom because they were talking to Bo, and Lisa was talking to Stassi and Bo about how Stassi was going to meet Bo's mom. And so Lisa said in her confessional that she remembers meeting Ken's mom. And I meant to Google how long Ken's mom has been dead.
And you didn't.
I didn't. No.
I feel like it hasn't been that long. How long has Nanny K been dead?
Justice for Nanny K.
I've really wanted to get an animal of some kind, either a cat or a dog, and name it Nanny K. I think that'd be so cute.
Nanny K. Kyle still doesn't know who the fuck Nanny K is. So Ariana and Tom are mentioning that they're getting a new house, which we know from the press that they already got the new house.
Yes.
And it's like a beautiful $2+ million house or something.
I love it.
I know. It's really nice. I saw pictures online. It looked amazing.
And I love that they stayed in that shithole for years and years. And then They're like, boom, bitches, we have an amazing house and you don't.
It was a big comeuppance. And I really felt like they played the long game on it.
Yes.
And I like that.
Also, I just want to say that I really hate that Ariana is so hot that she could look hot in that weird pirate referee Renaissance fair top that she was wearing at her apartment.
I didn't even notice that. I was so focused on those fucking AirPods.
It was like, it was a stripe. It was a ruffle. It was a string. It was, it was a lot going on.
I was laughing so hard that she's like, I keep the AirPods in so I don't murder Tom when he talks. I was like, Tom was just talking. And they played that fucking classical music.
Yes.
That was like an editing that they would normally save for Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that they switched up a little bit.
Oh, totally.
To troll Tom. This Tom Kids thing, though, it's snoozy, right?
Like, oh, my God. Right. Leave Ariana. Remember that Britney Spears video? Leave Britney alone.
Right.
That's how I feel about Ariana.
I know. It's just like annoying. It's like, and also, I just don't even... It's not even interesting. Like, it's not an interesting storyline to me at all.
And it also is just a really fucking annoying societal norm that people think it's their business when or if someone is going to have kids. Like, everyone fuck off.
It's no one's business. And it's like, leave her alone. I don't want to hear anyone asking her about it again.
And I also love Ariana for saying what I was thinking, which was like, Jax trying to give advice on anything ever, especially relationships, is literally just like, shut the fuck up. You're not enlightened. You're still a sociopath. I'm about to be blocked on Twitter by him, but it's whatever for saying this.
There's a weird revisionist history with Jax, I feel like, where it's like we're all just, I don't know, excusing him.
Yeah, no, I don't buy any of it.
Because he's getting married and it's like, well, he's still a monster.
No, I could get married tomorrow.
I know.
And I'll still be a monster.
Do you think they're editing him to make him look better because they know next season's going to revolve around that wedding? They have to make him look a little bit better before they show the wedding. Yeah. See, I think about all this too much, like the way that they edit shows.
I still am not convinced he's not going to pull a Mr. Big and just like not show up. Like he'll be in Kentucky and they'll be like, I'll cut all this.
Who do you think is going to be like the Kristen Davis? Like, no!
Kristen Doty.
Kristen Doty, yes. Yeah. She's
no!
No! No!
Or Stassi. I could
God,
see
that
Stassi
moment
again,
on Sex and the City movie when they're in the limo and they're passing
oh
each
God.
Other. Like that is a moment.
I knew you would do this!
I also, when I want a good cry, I watch the New Year's Eve scene from Sex and City movie 2.
I understand why you cry, but I hate that version of Auld Lang Syne so much.
That's my favorite version, Hannah. My best friend Jill and I were in Chicago like a couple years after that came out. And we were, New Year's Eve, we were at this bar and we were at the DJ booth and we were begging him to play Auld Lang Syne, you know, from Sex. And we didn't know like the name of it or who sang it or whatever, but we were like, the Sex and the City version one. And then it was so embarrassing, like the DJ, he got on the microphone and he's like, I got a special request. They've been asking for it all night. We have Auld Lang Syne from these two. And he played it like literally fucking at midnight. And then he played like some like ridiculous, like kids bop version of Auld Lang Syne. And we were so horrified because it was just like, everyone was looking at us like we requested it. And we were like, no, we said the Sex and the City version.
Yeah, because that one's so uplifting.
I know, but it's beautiful. Oh, I love them. And then, Carrie goes to Miranda. She's like, You're not alone. What a moment. Where were we at in this episode? I'm drunk.
Pirate referee, Renaissance fair top. Kids. I think.
Oh, we cut to Sir.
Yes, cut to Sir.
Everyone's working at Sir. They pretend to work. Lala's got a red carpet coming up.
I also just think Jackson Britt with their pet names like, hey, sexy, hey, fiance, like, doth protest too much.
Yeah.
It's just how I feel.
Hi, sexy.
How sex life?
James called Jax. Jax was behind Sir. I did appreciate that we got a little Sir Dump appearance because I love the Sir Dump.
Oh my God, eating a sensible crispy chicken between two chairs.
But wait, this crispy chicken was shocking to me because I don't remember there being a crispy chicken on the menu. And Jax went to the back kitchen. He's like, give me the employee crispy chicken. And it looked delicious. And I want to say, where is this crispy chicken? Is it on the menu now? Because last time I was there, I don't think the crispy chicken was on the menu.
And Stassi's referenced it a lot too, the crispy chicken.
Wow.
There was like a season where Lisa was like, oh, I gave you a job. You didn't have a pot to piss in. And she's like, I sold a bunch of crispy chickens. Like, what do
I
do?
So maybe it is available. I'm just not aware.
Maybe. I usually get the arugula salad with the chunks of mozzarella.
Interesting. Now, Lala and Stassi, they go to the salon. We got to talk about the scene. Mm-hmm. They talk a lot about Kathy's barbecue. And Kathy, of course, I mean Christina Kelly.
Kathy.
I couldn't remember her name a few weeks back, so I call her Kathy.
I'm obsessed.
And this is where Lala talked about her meet cute with Rand. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what she said. She said, Rand asked if Lala was an actress, and she sent him to her Instagram. And then she got an audition for The Row. This was all apparently online. Like, mm-hmm. So they hadn't met apparently in person yet. And then she went out with him. He fucked her the first night. Mm-hmm. And then the next day she got a Range Rover. What do you make of this?
I mean, I think it's basically You've Got Mail. I think it's the most romantic story I've ever heard in my life.
A tale of our time.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think... Okay. As far as Lala and Randall goes, people have a lot of opinions. I love a daddy. And I have been with older men before who don't buy me Range Rovers, but like, who, if my friends were to see them, might be like, I don't get the attraction. And it's like a big dick energy. It's like a confidence thing. So I don't doubt that Lala's like,
you think Rand has big dick energy?
I mean, I don't.
I don't think he has big dick energy.
But if that's what Lala sees through her
eyes, he has the opposite of that. What's the S small?
Small dick energy. So like, if she's genuinely attracted to
maybe
him,
he's got
great.
A big dick. I don't want to paint that picture of Rand. Maybe he's got a giant dick.
But I also just like, the thought of like having sex with someone and then having them be like, would you like a Range Rover? I'd be like, fuck no, I don't want to be tied to you in that way.
Yeah.
I don't because like then owning people's stuff.
Exactly. And then there's like a pressure. Yeah. It causes an imbalance of power in the relationship.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Also, I'm totally with Stassi when she was like, I'm impressed when a dude buys me an Uber because that's where I'm at in my life.
Well, what's so interesting is the other girls are sort of the opposite in a way because they typically are with these guys that are mooching off of them.
Yes. So true.
So it's weird that Lala is, she's getting someone that's paying for her life and stuff. And, you know, someone like Kristen is paying for Carter's shit.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, I don't know what the future holds for Lala and Randall, but I think, like, she would be fine without him. And it's also, like, when they were taking that break last week, and she's like, you know, the only thing that would really change is, like, the travel. And, like, I can blow someone else to, like, get on a PJ. I'm just like, you know, I've never been on a PJ and like, I'm a happy person. Like, life is fine.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I think like a lot of that talk is a way for her to kind of lean into that feminist angle of like, I am sex positive and whatever. And what I find troubling is that it is sex positive, but it's almost like overboard and you're teaching a different lesson of like, if you want those things, all you have to do is blow an older guy.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And that's what I find problematic.
Blow him if you want to blow him, but like not with the expectation of getting on a PJ. That's just where I'm at.
She also said sometimes they meet at a hotel and she wears a wig and named Tiffany. And then she says, does daddy want a Lala to play with his asshole?
It's like that episode of Girls where Hannah's Ooh. Like at the bar. Ooh,
that took me back. That was too much.
Fondle Randall's little butthole.
I know. It was like she's bragging about it. And Stassi's just like in her salon, like what? And then there's like a gay man like doing her hair. And I just thought like, what is he thinking?
He's probably like, I'm so happy I signed that waiver and I'm on the show.
We're not in LA anymore.
We're not in LA anymore.
Then we cut to the guys playing golf, which I'm already uninterested. I don't want to see anyone play golf ever again. They did it on Real Housewives of Orange County. It was the most boring episode I've ever seen in my life. And I don't even want to see professionals play golf. Like, you could be the best golfer in the fucking world. I don't want to watch it.
I don't want to see that.
Real low point. Valerie Cherish. I don't need to see that. No one wants to watch golf ever. Never show me golf. And you know what? On this season of Real House of Beverly Hills, Erica and Teddy play golf. Last thing I ever want to see is anyone play fucking golf on my TV.
Same.
Like, I feel like the people that watch golf are not the same people watching Bravo.
No.
There is a select group of people that likes to watch golf.
My dad.
Your dad, my dad too.
Yeah.
They don't want to, they're not watching fucking Tamara fucking Barney.
That's so true. It could be Matthew Noshka. Yes, naked playing golf and I wouldn't care.
Our model lover.
We literally, you guys exchanged pictures of
Look
this
him
man.
Up. What's his name?
It's like Matthew and then his last name is like Nozcka.
He's beautiful. If everyone's on, if anyone who's on Instagram better look him up and follow.
I'm not into young guys and I'm not into blonde guys, but I'm into this man.
He's stunning. Yeah. But anyway, I'd rather see anything else besides any Bravo celebrity playing golf. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse.
Also in this scene, when Schwartz is like, ultimatums are like, I'm into them. I'm like, how about we don't have to give anyone an ultimatum and they actually just want to be with us? Like, that's crazy.
This whole episode, I must have been just like, I don't know. When you're horny all the time? What's in heat? I was in heat.
In heat, yes.
I was in heat because everything Schwartz was saying, I like was not listening to. I just wrote, am I into Schwartz this episode? Mm-hmm. That was my notes. And I do not. I'm never into Schwartz.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm not into ultimatums or
so
Schwartz.
Fuck the golf scene. We cut to the girls' night at the Lock and Key. I like when the girls all go out together.
Me too. And they also love the Lock and Key. I've never
been
there.
Yes, they go there a lot. It's a fun place. Then they also went to my favorite movie theater to see The Row. Did you catch that?
Which theater was it?
It was the Sundance Sunset 5 theater.
Oh, cute.
It's my favorite theater. It's like right down the street. And it's a smallish theater, but they have like really good food. I like it because I like their chicken fingers.
Oh my God.
You can get chicken fingers there.
Fuck. Also, I just want to say Katie's styling is pretty much always a question mark to me. But in this scene, I still wasn't wild about her top, but like she looked like a hot genie from the neck up. I thought she looked
really
pretty.
Even notice.
She had like a high pony, hoop, winged eye. Like nothing new for Katie, but she was just kind of like glowing. She looked very pretty.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kristen got really drunk here at the scene, which Kristen's been drinking a lot.
Yeah, to avoid her terrible boyfriend. I know.
And she was doing that doth protest too much, which you mentioned earlier.
Yes,
she said Carter's carrying his weight now financially. And they were all shouting at each other at this restaurant with glazed over eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. I also just,
wait.
What?
We need to slow it down for a second and talk about this.
Okay.
Brittany said that Carter went on vacation with Kristen's wallet. Her whole fucking wallet.
What the fuck?
That's fucking crazy.
She's like, she didn't have her ID. She didn't have her credit card.
Carter
cards.
Just took his whole wallet. Kristen was on the brim.
Psychotic. I want to say that I stopped being on Carter's side last season when he went, stories they be changing.
I don't remember.
It was the creepiest thing.
I don't remember.
It was something about like her.
We're not in LA anymore.
It was after they got back from Mexico and there was the whole like Pillowgate thing with James and she like told him, but then like parts of the narrative were sort of coming forward as the story continued to evolve. And he like they were at a bar and he was like, stories, they be changing. It was so weird. I was like, why are you singing?
That was your turning point with Carter.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's a murderer.
It took me until this season to turn on Carter. And now I think he's the worst human that's ever been on television.
Oh my God. Patrick Meeker could never.
Patrick. Yeah, never. And the fact that he took her whole fucking wallet, like she should have been gone right then. Like, there's no reason. And honestly, this is on Kristen. She should have gotten out of that relationship the minute he took her whole fucking wallet.
It's fucked up.
There's no reason to stay with anyone if they steal your ID and wallet and take it on a fucking vacation and spend it. That's fucking nuts.
No.
And any crazy. If you're in therapy, like she's, I think, do they claim to be in therapy? They said they were in couples therapy. I think.
Yeah. I feel like Kristen's always in therapy.
They said they talked about couples therapy, and there's no reason the therapist shouldn't have been like, Kristen, get the fuck out. He took your whole ID and wallet. Like, there's no. And then it was sad to me in her confessional. She's like, well, I'm old now. I want to be with Carter.
Oh my God. Also, like, babe, you're not old. Like, also, it's never too late. Said, watch a Nancy old. Myers movie for a change. It's
I know.
Never too
watch
late.
Something's Gotta Give. There's never too late. You'll find a Keanu Reeves and a Jack Nicholson.
And then you get to pick.
Which, P.S., she should have chose Keanu Reeves, but that's neither
here nor there. I want to see Kristen with an older man. I think she would thrive.
She would thrive.
As someone who I identify with Kristen a lot, and I feel like part of why I'm attracted to older men is because, like, there's really no room for childish shenanigans when you're with someone older, so they, like, balance out your bullshit, and I think that would be healthy for her.
Because she has all the bullshit. She has all the childish antics. Yeah. She needs someone who's going to balance it out. You're right. I wouldn't mind seeing her with Jack Nicholson.
That would be... Oh, my God. Lala and Rand would have to step aside.
Could you imagine? Lala would be so fucking pissed if Kristen was with Jack Nicholson. Kristen or Lala would be so fucking jealous.
Oh, my God. I know.
Let's make it happen.
Or, like, Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
I would fuck him.
You know, I interviewed Beverly D'Angelo, and she has kids with Al Pacino. And it took everything in me not to, like, just start talking about Lala, but, like, Beverly D'Angelo doesn't know who Lala is. I wanted to be like, what do you make of Lala? And I was like, your husband, or your, not, she was never married to him, but she has two kids with him.
That's attractive of you. I'd be like, is he big?
She said he's really sexy. Yeah.
Oh my God. Ugh.
I just would encourage everyone to go listen to it. It's like a very wild, if you're into like pop culture, celebrity, whatever, Hollywood, she gave like the best stories, and like she was with all these men. She just would randomly be like, I was married to Duke. And like would be a transition. Or she like, when I had an affair with Burt Reynolds.
Oh my
and
God,
it's
I'm
like,
obsessed.
It was like crazy. And I love it.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So then Kristen and Katie argue at this bar, but they're drunk.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. We have to talk about the scene where Stassi met Beau's mom.
Issa. Also, I want to say, I'm sorry I always say Nancy Myers references, but I mean, you don't have a problem with it. But
I love it. More. Right?
I was going to say, Issa was very Nancy Myers chic, and so was Stassi. They were in their like whites and creams and little hats.
In Malibu. I know.
Yes,
at that
it was
fish.
So cute. Yeah.
There's a lot of really cute places in Malibu.
I've never gone. Can we go?
Yeah. Cool. You know, it was interesting. Okay, so Jax and Brittany got engaged at that Malibu fish market.
Mm-hmm.
But when Stassi and Beau met with the mom, they shot that Malibu area so much nicer than when they showed Brittany and Jax. So they were trolling. You said they don't troll them enough, but they did troll Brittany and Jax because they were like showed the fucking Porto Johns.
That's true.
And all of it. And if you look at this scene, it was like they made it look so nice and everything.
Romantic.
Yeah. But that scene, I cried.
Yeah. When did you cry? I was watching it waiting to cry.
Oh, I cried. So Stassi brought the gift, which I thought was really cute. And then Beau says Stassi was her best friend. That was when I started to cry. Mm-hmm. And then Stassi said that she loves him very much. That was when I wrote down, I'm legit crying. And then in the confessional, when Beau listened to the phone recording of the conversation they had, that was when I really was like in a fetal position sobbing.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
It felt scripted though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I still think that was the drugs, but on your end.
100%. I was so manic.
But I sobbed in better things like 2 days ago, so it's whatever. But yeah, I thought it felt a little scripted too, but then his little response of like, I think it went pretty good. It was cute.
I don't know that actor. That whole scene, I cried. And then right as I'm in the middle of crying, we see Brittany getting her wisdom teeth pulled. And she said that Jax didn't take care of her after her boob surgery, and that was sad.
The one that he insisted she get? Cute.
Like, that was such a sad moment in her confessional.
Also, well, I think the saddest was her outfit. She has this, like, gold.
I didn't even notice the outfit.
She has this, like, Austin Powers gold member, like, the, like, frizzy hair and then the gold dress.
I love gold! Well, I can't do that.
I love gold!
I'm drunk.
Her face was
I'm a drunk.
You're drunk. Her face was like fully beat and yeah.
Do you like her curly hair in the confessional?
Fuck no. I think she looked so pretty, honestly, when she got back from her surgery and she had like no makeup.
The boob
on.
Surgery or the wisdom teeth?
The wisdom teeth. She had like no makeup, like hair was just like wavy, and then she was in just like leggings and a t-shirt. I just think she's so beautiful when she's natural, but whatever makes her happiest.
Did they get the Kybella?
Yes, they all do, violently.
Wait, so tell me, so like Matt and I were we had heard about them getting the Kybella. Mm-hmm. And last night in bed, we were like literally watching YouTube videos about like people's Kybella experiences.
Yeah.
Because we were like, what? We didn't know what it is, but I've heard a lot about them getting the Kybella.
Takes care of the jowls.
So they've
the
all had it?
All of them.
Really?
I don't think Sheena has because she looks the same, but I think like Stassi's gotten it. Kristen's gotten it. I think Katie and Brittany. I think the four of them.
Wow, Bethany, wow.
Wow, Bethany,
we did like a lot of research on the Kybella YouTubes yesterday.
That is true love right there.
Yeah, it was interesting because I just didn't know what it was. I feel like I've heard a lot about it. And so then Lisa, there's this thing about the signed term sheet, which I've been talking about forever. I'm so excited to hear what this signed term sheet entails.
Thank God.
I think it's fucked up, but we don't know what it is yet.
I'm sorry, I'm always talking about the looks, but I just felt like this was like American Horror Story Tom Tom because Lisa was in this like weird little frilly collar and like she looked like a witch.
What do you make of Lisa's outfits?
I hate them.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think I like Lisa, but her wardrobe is crazy to
me. It's a waste of someone with a lot of money. That's what bothers me. Same with Kyle Richards. I'm like, get mm-hmm. your shit together.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a weird, they need stylists or something. It always feels different to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess Lisa's always feels like she's got a lot of like frivolous like stuff. Like
Victorian, yeah.
Yeah, but it just, and then I think I'm always taken aback with the new teeth. Like, I think Lisa's, a lot of her costuming would be better with the older teeth.
The new teeth are aggressive.
And Kyle's new teeth, too. They went together, I think. So their friendship's not done yet because they went together. So let's see. Ariana and Katie and Schwartz come over mm-hmm. to help or to say hello to Brittany. And Jax apologizes about the kids thing, which Tom Sandoval had asked Jax, don't bring up the kids thing to Ariana again. And then Jax brings it up again. And Ariana was literally looking at him. She wanted to murder Jax right then and there. And people always say that Ariana hates Tom. But I think if you compare and contrast, like how she was looking at Jax, mm-hmm. she literally wanted to murder him.
I don't know why she didn't, to be honest.
I wish she would have.
I know. I wish she like lunged across the table in her cute little equestrian outfit and like scratched his face. Like just like a scratch down the side. And then he would have like a scar on his face for the wedding.
She's most of this season, Ariana's looked at every cast member and thought, I want to kill you.
Yeah. Well, then they should stop saying dumb shit to her. Like literally to be like, so get off top so that like you don't want to hear about the kiss thing anymore. Then, like,
wait, is that Dorinda in the scene?
That's Jax with his Coke nose. But then he like launches into this speech about kids, and I'm like, did you not hear anything? Like, how dense are you, man? But if you ask Dorinda in the scene, then Dorinda kicks Dorinda, and she's like, Jax,
and then a zumba.
And what was the time?
Was the moment in time? Clip. Oh, I can't wait for New York to premiere this week. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, shitting myself.
Okay, so then we cut to this relationship meeting where they said the word reptilian 1,000 goddamn times.
It freaked me out. It felt kind of culty.
A lot.
The reptilian
talk. It was very culty. And also, first of all, I've never even heard that word that many times.
I've heard it in references to aliens. I've heard about like the different types of aliens because of Stassi's friend Sheena Menina's podcast. She talks about aliens a lot.
Didn't it feel like we were introduced to Bo's mom and then all of a sudden she became a main character?
Issa, yeah.
Yeah, Issa was like, we just met her on the Malibu pier and then all of a sudden she was running a relationship course with these people.
This whole scene really irritated me.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Also, Carter wearing a t-shirt that says relationships are hard on the back. What the fuck was that?
Oh, those Jame May t-shirts.
Yeah, dark.
They say anything and everything.
Came back to bite Chris in the ass.
How many SKUs do they have over at James May? You know, like, how many different shirts are they selling?
I
feel like literally every episode, it's like a different thing that just says, like, you know, Kristen was here or something.
She should make two new shirts. One should say we're not in LA and LA anymore. Another one should say stories may be changing.
Goomba.
And one should just say Goomba.
Wait, Goomba, making it better.
Also, I just want to say, well,
Carter revealed to be real quick that he hates Katie and Stassi, which I don't think we really knew completely. Mm-hmm. We like Carter revealed it. But yeah.
Now we said it. Well, I think that's like really awkward because I take issue with any guy who like, sorry, am I good?
Yeah.
I take issue with any guy who like talks shit about like his girlfriend's friends because my stance as like someone who's friends with a lot of people in relationships right now is like, I was probably here before you. I'll probably be here after you. So like respect and stay in your fucking lane. So like that pissed me off. But also like it's really awkward because it's clear that Kristen just kind of hates everyone in her life because she's telling them about the shitty things the other person does.
Well, I think Kristen should know they're in there. What is interesting to me is that they're in couples therapy. And usually when you're in therapy, a lot of those feelings that you have about the other person, you get out with the therapist.
Right.
And so then you don't share as much with your friends. And that's a lot of, I think, the point of therapy is mm-hmm. that you're not unloading all of your stuff onto your friends.
Yes.
And what's interesting is that Kristen is going to therapy and still unloading just as much onto her friends. So I think like that should be a red flag to her that this isn't working. This yes. relationship isn't working. And I said on the show a couple of weeks ago that, you know, it was a red flag to me that they're going to therapy. And some people messaged me and stuff about me saying that I don't believe in therapy. And I think everyone should be in therapy. Yes. I think couples and people that are, you know, just seeing it singularly. Mm-hmm. What am I saying?
The witches of WeHo did this to you.
The Adderall and the witches of WeHo is making me crazy.
This is what they wanted.
But I think everyone should be in therapy. My point was that the Kristen and Carter therapy, there's too many red flags that I don't think they should have even gone through therapy. I think they clearly should just not be together.
Just call it. No, totally. I'm with you. There's only so much. I think also a lot of people think that therapy is like some magic elixir that's going to like sprinkle fairy dust on your relationship. And it's like, no, that it's, have the balls
there's
to be like,
there's so many red flags with those two. Like he stole her fucking wallet and went on vacation. Like that's not something that you should go to therapy and be like, we should work it out.
And like, then like shits
you're
on
not
friends.
Married. You're not married. You don't have any commitment to each other other than like you live together, which is a commitment, but it's like,
and a dog.
Go your separate ways. Like, there's no reason this is a terrible relationship. Get out of here.
No, Kristen needs to go full Paulette Bonafonte and be like, I'm taking the damn dog.
I'm taking damn the dog. Yes. Also at this relationship thing, Sheena showed up with Adam. Mm-hmm. There must be a lot missing with this Adam-Sheena relationship because all of a sudden sometimes it comes on screen and you're like, what the fuck? I haven't seen you guys at all. Sheena was just on a date with the fucking Bachelor.
I just don't care about them because the thing is like,
do you think that they edited it out because people they knew when no one would care?
Well, I what's interesting about Adam is it's like clearly, and I work with him sometimes, so I like know him as a person. He seems just like really chill and down to earth, but it's weird because it's like he doesn't seem to have the personality to be on reality TV or even want, he doesn't seem like he wants to be on reality mm-hmm. TV, so I don't even know why he's on the show, you know what I mean?
I think because he's pretty and like friends with them.
Yeah, I mean he has plenty of Instagram followers and it's like, dude, just bounce. Like it doesn't seem like he's not bringing that much to the table.
He's not bringing anything to the show. Although I do actually think I would want to see more of him just because he is pretty and I need a new pretty guy to look at. Mm-hmm. But he's not interesting enough.
Totally.
And I don't think it would do him any favors to be more on the show.
No, it's like they already have the people. It's insular. Like he can't break in.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Yeah. So Issa talks about this reptilian brain and everyone's looking at her and I thought no one understands what she's talking about. Mm. She said reptilian brain 1,000 fucking times. And they did some creative editing here where they gave us flashbacks. Kristen said she had a reptilian brain and then they showed her punching James. There was like a lot of these weird flashbacks.
Yeah, kind of like stares into space and like narrating your thoughts. Yeah.
I go back and forth with the flashbacks. Like sometimes I do like to be reminded of mm-hmm. our history. Mm-hmm. But then other times I think they rely too much on flashbacks to make us excited about the show.
It's so true. Yeah, it's like, remember the time Kristen punched James in the face? Yeah, that was awesome. What's she doing now? She's with this shithead who stole her wallet.
He just fucking stole. Let's just go back to that. He stole her wallet, her ID and her wallet, and went on vacation. And then she stayed with him. And would you ever?
No.
Like, would I don't even understand. What? So he got back from his vacation and she's like, oh, you took my wallet? Like, let's go to the movies. Like, I don't understand.
And he took away the thing that she loves the most, which is drinking alcohol, because she would get carded. I'm a server. Like, I would card her. I mean, I wouldn't in real life because I know who she is. But like, she looks really young. Like, she probably couldn't buy wine at that point. She probably like couldn't go out to drink. Like, that is a I mean, she could probably just go to the Belmont. But you know what I
mean? I feel like Kristen has multiple backup IDs.
That's so true. But I don't know why. It was cruel.
It's so cruel. It's so fucked up. Like, I don't know that truly, like, thinking about it now, I don't know we've heard anything so fucked up about these people's relationships.
I mean, who is Faith? Who is the old lady? I forgot about them.
Wow.
I'm focused on the wallet.
Wow. Can we talk about how Sandoval looked really good in his tank top and hat? I was, like, very attracted. Again, in heat. I was in heat. I don't know what it is. I was very horny this week. And I was watching, and Sandoval in that tank top and the baseball cap. Mm-hmm. I was so turned on by him.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was, I just love a guy in a baseball cap.
I know.
I think you look great right now.
I'm wearing a baseball cap right now, and I do not look like Sandoval in that tank top, but he looked amazing. And his body looks great this whole season. Mm-hmm. He looks fresh.
He's normally obese, but he's probably listening to this episode.
Him and Ariana. Do you do a good impression?
Sandoval, bro.
Sounds like Erica Jane too.
But that's like Erica's more up here. She's a little more. I pretend to be a cat.
Erica.
Erica Jane. Right. That note came from my heart. I will not apologize for it.
That note was bad. It was stupid. That
Beverly Hills note. I know she gave the condolence note. But I will say, I want to just talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
On Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica gave Lisa Vanderpump a condolence note and Erica took a photo of it. I thought we felt completely opposite.
Yes.
You felt like it was so cold.
I did.
And I feel like it would have been cold if they weren't just coworkers. Like, we have to all remember that Lisa and Erica were never friends. Mm-hmm. They are coworkers.
I know, but also, like, you just flew your entire glam squad out to the Bahamas. You couldn't, like, go to Paper Source and, like, pick up a sympathy card.
But it was handwritten.
Okay. She should have had, like, what's Mikey, whatever?
Mickey Minden.
Yeah, that who were like, I guess it's shocking that she wrote it herself and didn't have like one of her.
It might not have been her. Who knows? It was someone's handwriting.
It was beautiful handwriting. I'll give her that.
Yeah, and I love that she took a photo of it because it was like we're on it. She knew that she was on a TV show. She knew it was going to come up.
Yes,
it was like such a power move. But it was a very cold note. I agree. It was a very cold note. I just think like they're coworkers. Like I think if I was when I had an office job, mm-hmm. my closest friend at that office job. I still don't like her and I would go out every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, and we would at work, we would be really close. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, like, if somebody close to her died, I would just be like, I don't know that I would do much more than like send a note.
Totally. But like, but my thing is like, as someone who like I lost my mom like 3 years ago, and I just like the notes or texts that I appreciated the most were the ones where it was like an original thought as opposed to like, you're in my thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. My condolences. It's like, come up with like different words. Like,
yeah.
Look up some synonyms online.
Erica does have just like a fence around her though.
Yes.
Also, which is fucked up in another way, which is like, I feel like we can all examine forever. Cause it's like, what's going on? Why is she's so seemingly cold with everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing too, though. It's like, Lisa, know who you're as terrible as what she went through was. It's also like, know who you're dealing with. And like, you can't take that shit personally. I think she would kind of do that for like anyone.
Yeah. Okay, where were we?
Okay.
Kristen in her confessional. Can we talk about this? Yes. She has like, she's doing some weird mouth work. And I can't tell if it's like maybe she had some sort of filler or something where it's like there's some side mouth work happening here. And I noticed at the end of the episode. Have you noticed it?
I think it's Coke. I think it's Coke jaw.
Wait, what's Coke? I don't even know what Coke jaw is.
I don't really either. I just heard of it. Like when you do Coke, you're like, you kind of like, you know, like your mouth feels like dry. And so you like kind of like do weird shit with it.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that.
I mean, I don't know from experience. I'm not that hip.
I've never done Coke.
And I'm too poor.
Yeah. But I noticed, I thought it was something like maybe like a filler or something where I just noticed there was one moment where she like kind of talked where it was almost like a Drew Barrymore.
Oh yeah. It was like out of the side of her mouth.
It was like something.
Sorry.
But I noticed, but I love her.
That I think you all do Coke, but it just means you're richer than me, really.
I want to talk about how Katie and Carter got in a fight. Katie Stassi and Carter got in a fight. And I thought this was really an interesting dynamic because... Yeah. I feel like this happens in real life. Like sometimes the friends get in a fight with the significant other. Mm-hmm. And so I found it very interesting. And just something we haven't seen on the show before.
Oh, yeah. It was an intense dynamic. And I honestly, I appreciate how fucking frustrated they were. I really do. Because, like, there's nothing worse than, yeah, than having to, like, listen to your friend complain about a dude and go back to him over and over. And I've also been on the Kristen side of it. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy break. But it's like, you can't expect your friends to just, like, keep up this charade with you just because your boyfriend's in the room. Like, fuck that.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that they really went off at him. And he does seem like a monster. And somebody needs to say to him and her, this is fucked up.
Totally.
Because sometimes I feel like with all of these relationships, like, they encourage it too much. Even with the Jackson Brittany thing, mm-hmm. I sort of feel like, if that was my friend, I'd be like, this is fucked up. Like, you're getting married already. Like, he just fucking cheated on you.
Right.
Or at least when they got engaged, I would have been like, that's fucked up. And some of them were. I'm trying
Tom
to
and Ariana tried, and then everyone, like, shamed them.
It just feels like somebody should say, like, I don't know. I do think people should sometimes stay away out of people's relationship business, but sometimes it's okay to step in when it's something
we
like
need Camille
so
Grammer
glaringly
in the
obvious.
Room.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know.
And then when Kristen whips out her sage, I also.
Kate, so wait, so Katie and Stassi, they storm out.
Yes.
Schwartz is being like, Bubba, should I go with her? Which that was weird to me too. It's like that he didn't just leave, because I always would think, like, if my boyfriend, like, stormed out somewhere, like, I would just go. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
And you also just heard them yelling in a room with Carter. I'd be like, oh, I should probably follow and see if she's okay.
So fucking weird that he just was like, well, I think I'll let her cool off.
Yeah,
it's like, maybe should
and was
go.
It, who was it? Was it Stassi who was like, I feel very weird, like, sitting on your bed, like, arguing with you right now. It was so crazy.
What do you make of Kristen's decor in her home?
I actually thought
it's
it was
cute.
Tasteful.
Yeah, Kristen has, like, good decor. Her place is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then Schwartz doesn't go, but then Kristen starts staging the apartment.
And Stassi gets really pissed. And I have to say, anytime someone does something performative, like, she basically said, like, this is just bullshit you're doing because Issa is here. Which, like, I totally get how fucking annoying that is. And, like, for Kristen to be like, whoa, guys, like, we're not fighting in my room, we're not doing this
I've
here.
I've never seen Kristen more relaxed.
Oh,
like, what was going on? Did that sage just go up her asshole? Like, what happened?
Literally, did she eat it? Did she snort it?
What the fuck happened with Kristen? I've never seen her calmer.
It felt like a performance. And I think that's part of why they were so fucking annoyed, where they're like, are you kidding? You're just going to reserve the psycho for, like, us. And then in front of your boyfriend and Issa, it's like suddenly you're this, like, earth mother, like, hippie. Like, fuck off. I get it.
Issa really brought out that reptilian brain.
What is that, Daniel?
I still don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either.
So this was the end of the episode. And again, I just want to say that there wasn't one embarrassing Sheena moment other than the fact that she brought Adam for the couple's retreat. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, she had no scenes and no embarrassing moment. And I just want to applaud the editors. I want to applaud Sheena. I want to just say, congrats, girl.
Give them a break.
Your first episode of the whole season.
Babe, you made it. We're so proud of you.
Now, next week, we see Tom Schwartz gets waxed, which was a turn on to me. Again, I don't know what was going on with me this week. Not normally attracted. Then Stassi gets her vagina vajazzled. And Tom versus Katie. Sandoval versus Katie, which is an interesting dynamic I'm excited for.
I'm very excited. I think ever since he's a better wife, it's been building up to this moment.
A moment,
Hannah. Where he just unleashes on her.
I can't wait.
And also, like, I love when someone takes Katie to task, because, like, she can be really, really scary and really intense, but she gets broken down, like, pretty fucking easily. Like, the second you flip the script on her, she's like, oh God, and then she starts crying.
She's a very interesting personality to me on TV, because I feel like she hasn't been likable for at least maybe when I'm trying to think of when I feel like maybe in like season one or something, she was likable in that she wasn't on screen much.
No.
And Stassi was really mean to her. So I think we were maybe rooting for her a little bit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they edited her to be, and she also is, like, a very, I don't know, not angry. I don't know, something.
Yes. Very heated.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Season three, and then Katie, it's weird is my favorite.
But then it's weird because her boyfriend or husband is, like, so, like, this relax. He's edited to be, like, this relaxed, fun guy. And, like, that must be really fucking annoying that, like, your husband, he always looks like this cute guy, even though we know that he's done some awful things, like cheated on her and all that stuff. So it must be so fucking annoying that it looks like this fun, cad.
Yeah.
Or what's the word?
No, that was right.
That's the right word.
No, but yeah, it's like the knocked up dynamic where, like, she's the Leslie man and he gets to be the Paul Rudd. And she's like, you think just because you don't yell, you're not mean.
Wow.
This is mean.
You know, I always say Katherine Heigl in the movie Knocked Up, she said that her character was painted as, like, a little bit as a the women in that movie were painted as shrill, mm-hmm. and the guys got to be like these lovable goofballs. Mm-hmm. And then she got all that heat from it right after it happened. But in retrospect, if you watch Knocked Up, she was right. Like, the women are painted as shrills. And yeah. I feel like that's the same thing with Vanderpump Rules. Like, Katie's painted as this shrill, angry person, which I'm not saying she's not. Right. But then her husband is painted as this like lovable goofball.
Totally. No.
And that's fucked up.
She has to keep him in line. I get where she's coming from.
That's fucked up. Anyway, that's the episode, Hannah.
Thank you so much for going.
What a delight.
Going down this road with me.
I know, we talked for a while. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm always going to have guests. I wasn't doing a lot of guests for these Vanderpump recaps, but then I got sick and it's easier to run through it with the guests. And I love you too. I'm happy that you're here.
I love you so much.
But I hope people don't expect a guest every week, because we don't know that that's happening.
No.
It might not all be happening.
Totally.
Hannah, do you have any other final thoughts about Vanderpump Rules?
No, I think this season was slow to warm, but I'm really excited to see where it goes. And I think with this cast, even though my opinion changes like the wind about all of them all the time.
Drop of a hat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to seeing what they bring to the table.
Now, Hannah, last time you were on the show, I asked you the questions that I asked everyone, and you said you want to redo.
I shit the bed. I don't think I realized what was happening. And I
ask everyone, I'm going to ask you again, yes. Who would you choose for Sexiest Man Alive if you were choosing for People Magazine?
Okay, I have two. One's like a funny and one's a serious.
Okay.
My serious one is Al Pacino.
Oh my God.
Which, like, how topical that he already came up in that episode. My second one is like, I'm sort of on this like podcast tour where I am talking about this person a lot. And so I just need to, for funsies, say that Albie Manzo is the sexiest man alive.
Oh my God. You love Albie Manzo. You had him on your show.
He knows that I have a crush on him at this point. I've said it on like it's 7 obvious. Podcasts. Yeah. It's like, I DM him far too much. Like, it's fine. I think he's a very sexy man.
Now, I haven't asked you this question, but what was your AOL Instant Messenger screen name?
Oh my God. Pretty Kitty 99946.
Why 99946?
Because I think, like, I mean, Pretty Kitty, like, I think I wanted that to be my SN. And those were the numbers that remained. I mean, those were the numbers they gave
what
me.
What remains? Carol Radziwill. Yeah.
But, like, I wondered why I would always get, like AIM instant messages from like creepy old men, but because Pretty Kitty, I mean,
because you're a pussy. Yeah. that was vulgar. I didn't mean it, but it was true. That's what I meant.
Eat my pussy, like Lala, like Ranch Dude Lala, my screen name.
And that's the end of the episode. So let's do our cool down.
Totally.
We'll end it on Lala's pussy. Now let's all take a deep breath in, hold it, breathe out. Let's take another deep breath in. And how about this time? Let's think of a sexual experience you've had that you would really enjoy. Just think about it. Enjoy it. Breathe out. And now when we get off here, just enjoy that memory. This is a really inappropriate cool down, but you know what? Here we are.
You're welcome.
I love you all for listening. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. I want to thank Samson Technologies for sponsoring the show. If you want bonus episodes and support this podcast, head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click become a patron. Donate $4 more per month. You get access to the bonus episodes. And more importantly, you help support this podcast. Hannah, where can people find your podcast?
Oh, thank you.
Should have done this before the cool down, but here we are.
You're so good at, now people are horny, so they're really excited to follow me on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm Hannah A. Brown. Same with Twitter. Podcast is called Brown Eyed Junicorn. It's on iTunes. Check it out.
That's fantastic. Hannah, I love you. Thank you so much for doing the show. Bye-bye.